Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
Wake up, 98 FM's all day big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Tuesday's edition.
A stunning prize.
Ooh, thin and crispy.
98 FM.
Hello and welcome to the chaos that is Matchy Matchy. It is quite simple. Well, it sounds it at least. Just 3 words stand between you and some incredible prizes. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Spruce up your garden with a brand new pizza oven.
Ooh. That's gas.
Yes, it is. This gas-powered pizza oven can reach a temperature of 500 degrees Celsius in just 15 minutes, Ooh. Resulting in delicious pizza.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Have Rebecca and Brendan AI been reading the box?
They must have been. 500 degrees in 15, that's very hot, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, Lovely. What a gorgeous prize. And good morning to Alison, who is playing Matchy Matchy. Alison, where are you this morning?
We just pulled in on the side of the M50 at exit 12. And
that was very specific, Alison. Thank you for that information. Are you normally on the M50 when you listen to Matchy Matchy, or where are you usually when you're playing along?
Well, Sarah was late this morning, so you can blame her. Normally we would be sitting outside the office at the Home Secure offices in Sandyford.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
So yourself and Sarah carpool, do you?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, every day.
Gas. And how long have you guys known each other for?
We're nearly 2 years now, yeah.
I think the friends that you make in work now are it's a different type of bond, isn't it?
It is.
Definitely. Yeah. So, 2 peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod, love it. So Alison, you're normally sitting outside the office with Sarah listening to Matchy Matchy every morning, but you're currently playing on the side of the M50.
That's correct, yes.
Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We're definitely going with Brendan.
Oh, that was very
Brendan
confident.
Brendan is heading to the booth. See you, Pez.
Sorry, I'm stuck.
Sorry, he just would leave there for a second. Okay, chat to you, Brendan. Right, Alison and Sarah, let's see if we can do it this morning on Matchy Matchy. Okay, your first word is sand.
Castle.
Sand, castle. Your second word is video.
Video game.
Video game. And your third word this morning, Alison and Sarah, on the M50, is slow.
The tension.
Slow cooker. Slow cooker.
Okay, so after sand, you've gone with castle. After video, you said game. And after slow, you've chosen cooker. Are you guys happy to lock in those 3 words this morning on Matchy Matchy?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, let's welcome our Brendan back into studio. He's really taking his time this morning. Oh, yeah, by all means, move a glacial race.
You know how that thrills me. There was a UV light in there. Or it's very strange.
Wow.
I know.
Do you remember there was a show on MTV called...
Yeah, they used to go around with the thing. Yeah.
Okay, right. We're playing Matchy Matchy. Brendan, your first word this morning is sand.
Oh. I have a few. Oh, sand castle.
Sand castle. Your second word, Brendan, is video.
I'm gonna say video game.
Video game. And your third word is slow.
I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm gonna say slow, fast.
Slow and fast. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Alison and Sarah at Junction 12, was it?
Let's find out.
Oh, no! You were so close. You got 2 out of 3.
Oh, what? Where, what?
The word slow is the one that caused a bit of confusion. Alison and Sarah went with slow cooker and you went with the opposite.
Oh, slow
fast.
Cooker was a great shout.
Oh, guys, I honestly was like starting to... I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, is it going to happen again? So close. So close. Alison and Sarah, how was it for you playing? Did you enjoy yourselves?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, guys.
Good to hear.
Guys, it was great fun. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy from the side of the M50. Off to work now. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, thanks very much, guys.
All the best, girls. Have a great day.
Thanks, Alison.
Cheers.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Ooh, the tension.
Ooh, it was close. And I tell you, Castle came to me at the last second. That wasn't one of my first.
What else were you going
to
say?
I was thinking sandpaper, sandbox.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
And there was another one.
Well,
Castle,
listen, you did well, but not a full match. But maybe tomorrow is the day that we'll do it.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got some strange stories up your sleeve.
Yeah, I do. Up first this morning, an update from the guy whose morning routine has got everyone talking after he posted a video online.
Sorry, I've never seen a video more on my timeline in my life.
So he doesn't start work till 9:15 a.m, but he gets up before 4 a.m, right? Dunks his face in bowls of ice water more than once, goes for a swim, goes for a run, and he rubs banana peel on his face.
Yes.
Which is, for me, probably the more strange bit of the video. The original video now has 714 million views on Twitter alone.
Stop.
So I'd say the TikTok is well ahead of that.
Yeah.
A lot of people suspect that it's not really his morning routine. Some have been posting their own versions, taking the mick out of him. Others quite serious about it or even trying to outdo him, right? Well, he's been back on talking about people who are copying his morning routine. And he's not annoyed. Here he is, sitting in his car.
Matter of fact, if you're doing something good with good intention, this should be a great thing. So coming from someone who's been in your shoes, just know, if people are doing what you're doing after they see what you're doing is working for you, you're doing something right. Don't allow this to get you upset. This is the name of the game.
Imitation is flattery.
He said back in the day he would have blocked everyone. That is what he said.
That is growth.
Yeah, that's growth. He's growing as a person by getting up at 3 whatever in the morning. Up next, an absolute bang of you had one job off this next story, right? A plane full of passengers has had to turn around because one of the pilots forgot his passport.
No, sorry.
200, many questions about this one.
Yeah, this is...
How did you get through the gate to start with? Yeah, 257 passengers and 13 crew.
Oh, no, you feel so bad.
Yeah, they were on board the United Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Shanghai at the weekend. Everyone strapped in, having a lovely time, you know, choosing a movie, waiting for the drinks trolley
getting
to arrive.
Snack.
Yeah, lovely. When about 2 hours in, the pilot made an announcement. This one is voiced by an actor.
Good evening, passengers. I'm very sorry about this. I'm a complete idiot. And I've just realised I forgot to bring my passport to work today, so we've got to turn around.
I cannot believe that they actually got up in the air 2 hours into
the journey.
So
the plane was redirected to San Francisco. Passengers had to wait there while a new crew was found to take them to Shanghai. So they ended up
arriving
6 hours late. Everyone was given a meal voucher, which is obviously, you know...
I want another flight!
Yeah, another flight.
I'd be in first class up in the sky!
Where's my hotel stay? But how... 2 hours in, was he just like, oh, geez, lads, I don't have my passport.
Also, what are they going to do about it when you're already up in the air?
Yeah, I would have just said...
Very strange.
Carry on there. Finally this morning, the world's oldest cat has just celebrated her 30th birthday.
30, flirty and thriving. That must be 100 and something in cat years.
So a fella named Leslie believes
that... human years.
Millie, who is his cat, was born in 1995.
Stop!
And he believes that she's currently the oldest living cat. He says the cat's long life is down to lots of treats, including cuddles on the sofa and bottled water.
Sorry. You know what? My mum pours filtered water into the cat's bowls.
Fair.
At home.
If we want our water filtered.
And we do have a cat who's about 15 and he is thriving.
Yeah. So maybe it's the filtered water. Maybe this is the secret.
I think it works.
So Millie was first owned by Leslie's late wife, Paula, right? Who got her in 1995.
Wow.
And to celebrate 30 years, Leslie got Millie a cake with Millie's face on it.
Aww,
which
Millie.
Is adorable. Leslie says his life ambition is to get Millie a world record.
Yeah.
But he can't prove her age. He says the only person who can do that is my late wife, who sadly died 5 years ago.
Can they not do some tests on the cat?
I don't know. So Leslie met his wife on the dating site Plenty of Fish in 2012. Remember that? And he was first introduced to Millie after he overheard her meowing in the background of their calls.
Oh, right.
Now.
The other woman in the relationship.
Yeah. There is a kind of a whiff of the world's oldest dog off this for me.
Oh no, Brendan.
Do you remember this story?
I do.
So I remember at the time Steph was reading the news of this show.
And she's skeptical.
She was skeptical.
Yeah.
And she was right to be skeptical.
Yes.
Because Bobby, if you remember this, was named the world's oldest dog a few years ago. Mm-hmm. At the time, his owner claimed that Bobby was 30 years and 268 days old to be exact.
Like...
Right? But then World Records launched an investigation and they said that like that they couldn't prove that he was the age that he said he was.
Yeah.
So they stripped him of his title. And then Bobby died like, you know, less than a year later at the age of allegedly 31.
Mm-hmm.
But they stripped him of his title after he died. Like the poor, like, you know.
I know. Let
sleeping dogs lie or whatever the phrase is. Yeah. So Bobby, not the world's oldest dog, and Millie, questionable.
Maybe. The world's oldest cat. So we've got one guy dunking his face into bottled water first thing in the morning.
And a cat drinking bottled water. To stay alive longer. That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.